KMUW's podcast platform is made possible by High Touch Technologies, a software, technology, and business communications company that provides products, services, and support to all industries. High Touch brings the human touch to technology with a world-class team of industry experts. Learn more at hightouchtechnologies.com.
I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
Today we're going to be cooking up a North African and Middle Eastern classic, shakshuka.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
Welcome to episode 66 of Cooking with Fire. Today we're going to be talking about the history of the tomato, and Chef Tom will be cooking up shakshuka.
Shakshuka is a dish that has deep roots in both North Africa and the Middle East. But the base for the dish, the tomato, began its life on the other side of the globe.
With all of the classic Italian dishes that use tomatoes as a main ingredient, from pasta sauce to caprese salad to pizza, you would be forgiven for assuming the tomato originated in Italy, or at least in the Mediterranean. But in reality, the tomato hails from the South American nation of Peru. The plant eventually made its way north through Central America and into modern-day Mexico, where pre-Columbian cultures domesticated the plant.
The tomato became a key ingredient in many Mexican dishes, and the varieties of tomatoes that were bred in the country range from tiny cherry red tomatoes to large golden tomatoes. And it's these large golden tomatoes that historians believe were first brought across the ocean to Europe, as the Italians themselves called tomatoes the golden apple.
But for centuries, the tomato was grown more for looks than for their fruit. This is due to the tomato plant being a nightshade, and this family of plants contains several highly poisonous varieties. This was enough to keep Europeans from indulging in tomatoes for many years. There are also tales of the acidic tomatoes reacting to the pewter plates and tableware of the rich and powerful in Europe. These pewter items were high in lead, and it is said that there were many deaths associated with lead poisoning due to these circumstances. Since no one knew what exactly the cause of death was, the tomato itself took the blame. Now, I'm not sure if I believe this particular story, as there aren't many firsthand sources, but it is a widespread belief.
Finally, in the late 1800s, the tomato itself gained widespread popularity throughout Europe, and a couple of decades later in the United States. And the rest, as they say, is history. But the tomato is not only an important ingredient in European and American food, it is also a key ingredient in many Middle Eastern and North African dishes. Out of the many popular tomato dishes from these regions, one of our favorites is shakshuka.
Shakshuka is a popular tomato and egg dish that is commonly eaten for breakfast and brunch. And while it has a strong foothold as an Israeli dish these days, history shows that the dish first popped up in North African countries like Morocco, Algeria, and Tunisia. Vegetable-based stews are popular in these countries, and personal gardens provided much of the food for families. It is in these climates that the tomato plant thrives, so it is a common ingredient in many dishes. The addition of a few eggs adds much-needed protein while keeping costs low, so shakshuka was born out of these conditions. As to its popularity in other countries, it is believed that Tunisian Jews brought the recipe with them as they immigrated to Israel. Now is the perfect time to cut out to Chef Tom in the ATBBQ.com Teaching Kitchen and get started on today's recipe.
All right, well, to kick off our shakshuka recipe, I've got a 12-inch Lodge skillet preheating over a medium fire. Got a couple tablespoons of olive oil in there, and we're going to start by sautéing our onions and peppers. We've got some yellow onion, some red bell pepper, and jalapeno. And we just want to cook these down until those onions are kind of translucent and everything's softening up. So that'll probably take a good 5 minutes at least. In the meantime, we can put together our seasoning mixture. Now for the seasonings, we have one bay leaf, a tablespoon of sugar, a couple teaspoons of sweet paprika, a couple teaspoons of ground cumin, a teaspoon and a half of coarse ground black pepper, a teaspoon of caraway seeds that have been ground, a teaspoon of smoked salt, and a half teaspoon of turmeric. So I'm just stirring those together in a small bowl, and we will add these to the skillet here shortly. All right, we've got the onions and peppers softened up, so we're going to now be adding that seasoning mixture to the skillet, as well as a quarter cup each of minced garlic and tomato paste. Give all of that a good stir. Ooh, and the aromas come alive immediately. So we just want to give this about a minute for the garlic to cook down a bit before we add our tomatoes. Now I've got one large 28-ounce can of San Marzano tomatoes that I'm adding to the skillet. And these are whole tomatoes, so I'm just going to break these up, chop our tomatoes so they start to break down. And then we're just going to let this mixture, cook down for about 10 minutes. Well, this sauce is reduced down a bit. There's not really any standing liquid left at this point. What I want to do before we get the eggs in here is throw in a couple cups of chopped spinach, and we'll just kind of stir that around, and it'll start to kind of shrink down and cook just with the residual heat that's going on right now. It also kind of thickens everything up. And what happens is we create this bed of red sauce that we can tuck our eggs into. So I'll take a spoon here, and we're just gonna create little divots in our sauce. And because of the consistency we've cooked this down to, those divots hold, and we can place our eggs in these little divots. So heat is off now. I'm taking just a typical soup spoon, and I'm gonna make about six, seven, eight, however many eggs you wanna do, six, seven, eight. It's a good number for a 12-inch skillet. And then my eggs I've already cracked. So just one by one, we're going to place each egg into one of these divots. Now I'm gonna be adding some feta cheese to our shakshuka today. Just a couple of ounces. We'll kind of sprinkle it around on top of the red sauce. And then before we put this out on the grill, just gonna give it a little bit of black pepper on top. All right, so we've got our grill set to 350 degrees. We're cooking indirect today. I'm gonna throw our skillet on here and let this cook away probably for about 20 minutes, but basically just until the whites are set and our yolks are still a bit runny. All right, well, the eggs are just set on top. It's been about 20 minutes. So I'm gonna go ahead and pull this off the grill. We'll hit it with just a little bit of parsley on top and it'll be ready to serve.
That does it for today's episode. Let us know if you cook this recipe and email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com to let us know what else you'd like us to feature on the show.
And as always, visit kmuw.org to get the full recipe for this week's cook.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. This allows us to reach more listeners. And join us next time as Chef Tom cooks up Jamaican jerk chicken.